For Nerds by Nerds production.
Welcome back to the For Nerds by Nerds podcast. I'm Josh, and today we have someone making their first appearance, not only on this show, but any podcast. It's my good friend Lucas. Hello, sir.
Hello. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. We are here to do a movie you picked after looking for about an hour. And we were going to do Star Wars Episode 1, but it was really long. So we will do that again some other time. But for now, since it is nearing the end of baseball season, we were going to do a movie that me and Lucas discussed quite a bit called Rookie of the Year. I remember this movie being pretty funny, but I also remember this movie being a Disney movie, so I was pretty shocked to find out it wasn't on Disney Plus. It is on HBO Max. We are doing a commentary, so as always, if you'd like to watch along, go ahead and get it queued up right before the 20th Century Fox logo comes up, but if you don't want to, you don't have to. And on three, we all hit play. One, two, three, play. We don't see this logo anymore, now that Disney bought these motherfuckers.
And we all know how Disney is.
So it's weird that the new Star Wars movies don't start with that anymore.
No, they don't. Oh. My first time, I don't know how to hold the mic.
Yeah. Lucas is in bands, and he assured me he knew what he was doing.
But I was the drummer in the bands, so I barely had a microphone.
That's true. That's true.
And if I
Gary Busey, buttered sausage. You want to talk about buttered sausage?
Buttered sausage.
God, I never thought sausage. That dude could look any more terrifying. Now he looks like a fucking wax figure of himself.
Yeah, he does. He like in the wax. What is it? The wax museum. Yeah. That's literally him
Madame
in real life.
Clouseau's Gary Busey. It's hard to, like, keep these all, like, separated, because, A, there's a lot of, like, kids baseball movies that came out at the same time, but there's a lot of adult baseball movies that came out at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's, like, trying to remember which middle-aged white man is in which movie, or, like, who's the funny commentator in which one, because John Candy's in this one, right?
Yes, he's the announcer, yeah.
I fucking love John Candy. But who is it in Major League? It's Bob Uecker, right?
Bob
the actual
Uecker, yeah.
announcer, but
yeah,
he's
just a bit outside.
He's fucking hilarious. He's like drinking constantly.
Yeah. He passes out, hands it over to his buddy Marty.
But I remember when this movie came out when I was a kid, and you're slightly younger than me, so I'm surprised you even know this movie.
This was one of my childhood movies.
Really?
Yeah, my dad would throw this on the TV, distract me. I'd be sitting there, you know, stacking Yu-Gi-Oh cards and all that stuff, watching this. I also loved baseball as a kid, too, so.
If you've never seen this, listeners, and you don't want to bother watching it, the premise of this movie is Thomas Ian Nicholas, who is one of the kids from American Pie, him and his friends love baseball, and he winds up breaking his arm, and it somehow gives him, like, a super pitch. So they let him join at, like, 10 years old. They let him join a professional baseball team. So here's John Candy. I was only, like, not even 10 when he died, and I was so sad. I fucking love John Candy.
Yeah, he died a long time ago, right?
Yeah, he died in, like, 1995.
Oh, wow.
And he was not even that old. He was only in, like, he was only, like, 40.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, he's also in, funny enough, another one of my favorite baseball movies, Brewster's Millions.
Is he in
yeah.
that?
Yeah, he's the best friend. He's the catcher in that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Follows him around, getting him suits, gets a gold chain with the catcher's mask on it.
Yeah, that's one of those movies I know what it is, but I've never seen it.
Oh, that movie's great.
It's Richard Pryor, right?
Yeah, Richard Pryor. Has to spend $30 million, or yeah, $30 million in 30 days to get $300
million. $300 million?
Yeah.
So let's see. This movie came out in 1993?
93, okay.
Let's see how old John Candy is. How old do you think John Candy is in this? You saw him there. How old do you think that man was?
I'd say, let's go 30.
30. Did he look like a 30-year-old man, though?
I mean, not really, but...
I don't even see him on the cast list here. Let's go to the IMDb. I feel like his friend's here or somebody, too. Let's see him. That little shorter one, he was definitely in a ton of movies at the time. Let's see, Gary Busey. Oh, I know his mom. She's the desk sergeant on Chicago PD. This was directed by Daniel Stern? Daniel Stern's in this movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's one of my favorite parts about this movie.
I didn't know he directed it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love Daniel Stern. I always thought he should have a much bigger career than he had.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Daniel Stern? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why is John Candy not on here? I can't believe he'd be way at the bottom.
They just forgot to mention his name. Yeah.
Well, IMDb's uncredited as the announcer. That's weird. Must have done it as a favor or something. So yeah, he died the next year after this. He died in 1994 at the age of 43. So he's only 42 in this.
Wow. I was way off.
But I mean, he never didn't look like an older man.
Oh.
Not that he looks old, but
no,
like,
he never looked, you know, old.
There's also the age. I watched a video the other day about like the whether or not that's true, the fact that people look a lot younger now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like it was both a yes and a no. Because it was like certain people do because of like career paths were a lot different back in the 80s. Most people worked a lot more manual labor jobs and stuff and were out in the sun without like the more frequent use of things like suntan lotion have made people look younger than normal.
I don't even know like what they put in suntan lotion. I just like I've always just grabbed a bottle and like put it on my skin. No thought.
Yeah.
No nothing. It's just what am I actually putting
Whatever
on my
works.
Skin? Oh, it's gonna prevent me from getting sunburned? Good.
Well, the more important thing is it's going to prevent you from getting skin cancer. Which is where 90% of cancer begins. How do you get so fucking dirty? He looks like he's covered in motor oil. He's just playing baseball.
Yeah, he fell on the ground with the, like, he didn't even think to, like, lift his hat up in that whole sequence of him trying to grab the ball, and he got dirty.
Then it's like, having a good arm, they would not let you play baseball. Like, you have to be able to do other things.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's a, I think he hits in this movie, too, doesn't he?
Does he? He'd be dead.
It's like there's no way your little kid like that's going to stand up and hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball from a 35-year-old grown man with a mustache.
Let's see if there's anyone else of note in this movie. Barry Bonds is in there somewhere.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he gets struck out by...
Yeah, his character name is Three Ian. Big Whiffers.
Three Big Whiffers? Yeah, this was also before Barry Bonds took steroids, so...
The first baseman is the janitor from Scrubs.
Scrubs.
I love Scrubs.
Yeah, I don't want no Scrubs.
This guy was in a lot of shit back in the day. Bruce Altman.
I've never heard of him other than this movie. Yeah, hey, honey, we're just gonna make out in front of you.
And he's just like, hey, fuck off.
Yeah,
you're gonna go bang your mom. He's like, come on, mom, you can do better.
He's struggling to get in that tiny car.
His little Miata.
I never understand why people get the like small vehicles like that.
My mom has one of those.
I
as like their summer car.
Just like, why do I want to struggle getting in and out of the car every time I have
to fuck that.
Drive or?
Jesus Christ, dude! Quit staring. I think she's interested.
Go up there and just, you know.
Every time I see a Twinkie, I definitely want one. And this kid's rocking a fucking Twinkie right now.
Dude, they're not as good as they used to be.
No, nothing is. I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday. It's like, I'll try once in a while when I buy my kids things that I had when I was a kid. I'll try them and I'm like, these taste like shit.
Yep.
But I think it's because when I was a kid, they were all actually made with sugar, and now they're not made with sugar.
It's artificial.
So they taste like fucking garbage. Like those little, like the juice bottles where you twist the top off. Like it's got the little, like, plastic
thing
like at
the top. Oh, like the Kool-Aid jammers or whatever
they
call.
Yeah, those taste like shit.
Do they really?
Yeah, I used to love those things as a kid.
I did too.
I bought them for my kids, and I took a sip. I was like, ugh.
There's this thing at, Market Basket called a Guzzler, and it was like the same thing. And I walked by it.
I've met a few Guzzlers in my day. You know, huh?
More than three in my case. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, here comes gonna break his arm. This is how he breaks his arm. He slips on another baseball trying to catch a baseball. It's very dramatic. It's in slow-mo.
A lot of balls and.
His girlfriend here, Becky, she was in the Mighty Ducks. One of in Mighty Ducks 2 and 3.
The Mighty Ducks. I have ever seen the Mighty Ducks.
Dude.
Isn't there an animated Mighty Ducks though?
There was where they're actually ducks and hockey players and superheroes all
I've
the
seen
same time.
I've seen that one.
Yeah, no, the first one's great. Emilio Estevez gets arrested for DWI. And as a punishment, is forced to coach a youth hockey team.
That's awesome. I'm definitely going to watch that movie now.
So he fucked up his rotator cuff. No one has ever broken their arm to where they've plastered their arm straight up in the air. He's got it hanging out the window.
On your right.
Like, you would go mad having to keep your arm up like that. Oh, the gags, they are ensuing, folks. He's got his arm up. Teachers think he's holding his hand up. He's all laid up here. He's got to watch this dude plow his mom.
Slipping her the tongue. Gross. Yep, I'd do the same thing.
They should have shown him walking by some sort of skinhead white supremacist group.
Oh, my God.
Like, this kid gets it. That was fast. What a montage.
A whole 30 seconds.
And they said he wouldn't be fine until August, and they just showed him mostly in school. He was in school all summer? What? Who would do this? Who would be like, yes, you can bring your two friends to the doctor's office with you?
And they're just playing in the background with all the freaking stuff.
Here's where he's going to get his superpower.
Oh my god. The best line ever.
He just punches the doctor in the mouth. Funky butt loving. You weren't a kid in the 90s without saying that once in a while.
Oh my gosh. Just, it's like, dude, just say fuck. The kids know what you meant.
And he instantly knows. He goes, what I think has happened here is the tendons have healed very tightly. I've never seen anything like that before. Well, you rush to make that diagnosis, though.
And then just send him on his merry way and be like, okay, you're fine.
Yeah, get the fuck out, though, because you broke my nose. Like, what's this shit? What's this single mom doing that she's fucking buying 3 tickets to Cubs games? Maybe the boyfriend got it.
Yeah.
Be like, get the fuck out of the house, kid, so I can fucking doggy your mom in your bedroom.
Give her the Glock gawk.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they worry about me leaving my kid in the car if I go into the convenience store. She let 3 minors unaccompanied go to a fucking Chicago Cubs game. They just out roaming around the city.
Yeah, just in Chicago. Okay.
The early 90s were much different. City kids. You got the good life. There he is.
Ah,
look at that mustache. Buttered sausage. I don't buy jam, I buy honey.
That's the best clip I've ever seen.
It's like my shoulder's all fucked up, goddammit. You know what happened with Gary Busey, right?
I don't think so.
So he was like a pretty big actor for quite some time.
Yeah.
And then he got in like a motorcycle or car accident and it like completely fucked him up.
Yeah.
And that's where he became like crazy and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I've seen him in movies and stuff like that. And then you see, like, I saw him on like, it was like a Comedy Central roast of somebody and he came up and I was like, whoa, that dude, had some stuff happen to him. He also looks like he just eats hay for a living, so.
That's true. I still think his son, Jake Busey, is more disturbing looking, and nothing happened to him.
I don't even think I've seen that guy.
You'd know him if you saw him. The owner of the baseball team here is also the toy store owner from Home Alone 2. Another Daniel Stern connection.
Oh, that's right. Mr. Duncan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turtle doves.
Turtle doves.
That's quite the mustache you got there, Busey. I wonder if they dyed it to match his hair or what's going on. Most people don't have a blonde mustache. But who knows what this man was pumping into his body.
Yeah, I always wonder what these big actors, like, mainly from the 80s and 90s, like, how much drugs did they pump into their system? Oh. Like,
well, I heard that, like, the writing rooms in for sitcoms and shit, they used to just have, like, a mountain of coke on the table.
What?
Because they'd be up all night writing and shit, so yeah. They'd just be like, yeah, and then, you know, Urkel's gonna enter the room, he's gonna, and then he's gonna fucking, like, they'd just be blowing lines left and right. Here he goes, fucking cannon on him.
Oh, man.
This kid just hurled a ball from outfield all the way to the fucking the catcher. Hopefully this kid don't start fucking touching himself anytime soon. He's going to rip his own dick off.
Dude, I like how they just tried to call him out, too. Like, the dude just didn't totally hit a home run out of the
like
park.
It counts if the people throw it back. Look at this kid's reaction is like they're coming at him with fucking torches and pitchforks. Like, you did good, kid. This is accurate. A grown man would try to fight a child at a fucking baseball game.
Oh, yeah, especially in Chicago.
His friend says, calm down, he'll kill you. Like, that kid's gonna beat the shit out of you, dude. Don't worry. We'll find a child named Henry in a major city. No problem at all. There can't be too many children named Henry in Chicago.
Yeah, just one.
Only in the early 90s could you get away with weird premises like this. Like, yes, of course, a 12-year-old would be allowed to legally join a Major League Baseball team. There's fucking third baseman's fucking finger blasting chicks in the locker room. Yeah. Owners having Taiwanese hookers flown in on the weekends. Like, there's no place for a child. He's about to kill his two friends here.
Hey, Mom, watch.
Oh, kid just turns and takes his fucking mom's boyfriend's head off.
That would have been amazing.
Head explodes.
He's got a strainer on his head.
This guy. Arm thing is weird. It's a gift from God. I like how they're not like, this couldn't be a fluke or anything.
Yeah, there's no thinking about it. They're just like, oh yeah, okay, you're with the Cubs now.
It's like, mother of God. It's like, he's not my dad!
A car solo to the ground.
It is tiny.
I'm not going to get over it. I'm just not.
Who's trying to shake hands like that?
He tried to, like, dab him up and then shook his hand.
Do that awkward white guy thing of trying to be cool. What you can't hear, listeners, is it makes some weird, like, rubber band noise every time he throws a ball. Like, his tendons are snapping. What they don't tell you is after the film's over that he had to have his arm removed. He lost that arm.
Yeah, he's actually a robot.
Yeah. Henry, we found 8 different types of steroids in your drug test. It's a weird horse tranquilizer.
I just like how the owner's talking to him.
His
not
mom's
the
boyfriend.
Yeah. Like, oh, honey, you'll be okay with this complete stranger that you don't know who I'm banging.
They're all like, oh, can you believe this? He said he has to ask his mom. It's like, yeah, he's 12. Yeah. Boyfriend here has no guardianship rights at all.
He looks like the first, like, white guy to go in the horror movie, though.
The kid or the dad?
The dad.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, we are. We already know the kid died in a horror movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's also in Halloween Resurrection. I feel like he grew up super fast. But, I mean, I guess American Pie is, like, 6 years after this. So if he's 12, he'd be 18.
American Pie was made in the 90s?
Yeah, I think it was 99.
Huh.
2000 at the latest.
Jesus. Time is flying by, and I do not like it.
Any experience? He's 12 years old. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, I play Little League. Yeah, American Pie came out in 99.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what I know this creepy mom's boyfriend from besides this. Because I know I do.
He's got to be in other things.
He's
definitely
in other things.
Yeah, you want to see him pitch? Come to Wrigley. Sell out the stadium. Make me money.
I like how the only test or tryout or training was the owner came to a little league field and was like, yeah, huck a couple balls for me.
At the fence? Yeah. Not
like,
even into...
Like, what contract did you give him? How much are you paying him? Like...
They missed a lot of important steps in this whole process.
He's in Regarding Henry. Have you ever seen that? Harrison Ford gets shot in the head.
I did see that.
That's a pretty
yes.
good movie. He's in Copland. Like Copland.
No idea.
Copland is Sylvester Stallone is like a sheriff of a town, but the town is mostly populated by like police officers.
Yeah.
So there's like a lot of corruption he can't fix.
It still blows my mind that Sylvester Stallone is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Weirds me out just seeing, you know.
He doesn't really fit.
Freaking Adrian and freaking. A superhero movie. Come on. I don't need Rocky out here trying to fist fight everybody. Fist fight Thanos or something.
Yeah, at least he doesn't have like a huge role.
Yeah.
Look at this kid. So gleeful. So unprepared for the obscenities and large amount of penises he's about to see walking into a professional sport locking room. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Like, don't
kid.
We don't care. Get out of here, kid.
There he is. That's a janitor from Scrubs.
He's in other stuff, too.
He was in The Middle. The show The Middle. Buttered sausage. That's all I want to say now every time I see him. I love Gary Busey in Lethal Weapon. He's the bad guy in the first Lethal Weapon movie. Mr. Joshua. He holds the fucking lighter up into his arm.
Yep.
Ugh. He's also in a great movie we did on here, Stephen King movie, Silver Bullet. Have you ever seen that?
No, I've wanted to watch that for a long time.
There he is. Daniel Stern.
Or, if you don't know him from this movie, you might know him as Marv from Home Alone.
Yeah. He's also, have you ever seen Little Monsters?
Yes.
With Ben Savage? He plays Ben Savage's dad in that.
That's right.
Which is weird because Ben Savage is the main character of The Wonder Years, and the entire series is narrated by the grown-up version of his character, which is voiced by Daniel Stern.
Really?
Yeah. He's choking on sunflower seeds.
Just imagine walking in and that's your assistant coach.
Be great.
Takes a lot of sweat. Starts choking on sunflower seeds, trying to tell you about your team.
I bet they filmed this at first with that guy not having underwear on, and then they were like... Come on, boys.
God.
Suit back up here. Kid can't be looking at dong. He's at dong level. I feel like they would just abuse this child. Yeah, hang him up in a toilet and shit.
Could just bully the shit out of him.
I'm surprised that locker room wasn't full of like cigarette smoke and shit. This is the early 90s.
It's so funny that you say that, because I always hear, like, my friends and stuff when we go out to the bar, like, oh, I wish we could smoke in the bar. It's like, that happened earlier. in the 90s and stuff like that. And it must have been terrible to walk into a restaurant and it's just clouded.
Yeah, you could smoke in restaurants when I was a little kid.
That's
when I was a little kid, you could smoke in McDonald's.
What?
They had like aluminum foil ashtrays all on every table. These little like disposable ashtrays, when they get full, you could just crumple them up and throw them in the garbage.
Yeah, now at McDonald's, you have to pay for napkins.
When I was a kid in the town that I grew up in, Laconia, the town over from where we are right now, There's a veterinary's office that when I was a little kid was a Wendy's. And when I was a little kid, it had a smoking and non-smoking section. So when you came in, they'd ask you if you were dining in, you want smoking or non-smoking.
That's so weird. I just couldn't picture that because I've been around, you know, chain smokers. Some of them are in my family and stuff like that. When they were sitting in the room smoking, it was terrible. I couldn't imagine just like being like, oh, let's go to, you know, Wendy's. You walk in, it just smells like tobacco instead of burgers.
Yeah. I smoked in a restaurant once when I was 16, and no one said anything.
Really?
Yeah, they had a smoking and non-smoking section. I couldn't believe it, because that was like 2003, and that was like, you hadn't been allowed to do that for a little while. You still could in bars for a while, until like 2005-ish.
Yeah, I mean, you can, in most places, you can vape, but you can't smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, they're starting to crack down on that now. I see a lot of signs that are like, no smoking or vaping. But it's such bullshit. Like, I see hotel rooms, they'll also, oh, no vaping. And it's like, you wouldn't be able to tell.
No, you wouldn't be able to tell.
They're like, put this kid in the game. What they should have done, which they didn't do, they should have had a rival team at one point that also had a kid pitcher.
That would have been good.
Like his nemesis.
Except that kid was just on an immense amount of steroids and was like the hit. He was the hitter.
Some like Puerto Rican kid who was clearly a 30-year-old man, but they're like, he's 15.
Oh my god, like in the bench warmers. And he was like, I am 12, and it's written in crayon. Fucking 35-year-old dude drinking a beer.
He's like, oh my god.
The looks he give is like life or death.
Yeah. Well, like he can't believe it. It's like, what did you think was happening here? You signed a contract to pitch for a baseball team. Why are you so shocked you're going to actually do it?
Probably because the last time he was at the stadium, there was a total of 48 people there. Now there's 48,000 people there.
Besides the superpower and actually playing in the game here, and the lack of angels, this is pretty much the same movie as Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah.
Because you got washed up Gary Busey here that just can't cut it, and in Angels in the Outfield, it's... What's his fucking name?
Oh, man.
I know his name, but for some reason, Danny DeVito popped in my head. That is definitely not it. What's his name? Fucking Who's the Boss? I think it's also Danny. Oh, can't remember. And a young Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's the kid in Angels in the Outfield.
Danny Glover.
Love Danny Glover.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yep.
Willem Dafoe. Tony Danza.
Tony Danza. That's what it is.
Yep. Mel. There he
is. Tony Danza. He's the pitcher, but he's also like dying or something. Christopher Lloyd's the head angel. Yep. And he's like, yeah, your favorite player there. He's only got like 18 months to live. It's like, Jesus. Like, that movie's got some heavy shit in it. His fucking dad is like doesn't want to adopt him again, and
that's not a Disney movie. Angels in the Outfield, is it?
Yeah, that's a Disney movie.
Huh. Disney being dark as usual. Yeah.
Lucky his dad wasn't dead just to begin with.
Might as well have been.
He can't be dead. He's got to be a piece of shit. Wow. I like how they're like, we can't believe this man hit his fastball like that. It's like, yeah, you're impressed that he threw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. You know who else throws a 100-mile-an-hour fastball? Every major league pitcher in the industry. This dude's massive, though. There's no way he's a baseball player.
Yeah, no way.
He's enormous and clearly on steroids.
This movie was made right before Sammy Sosa, I'm pretty sure, started playing for the Cubs.
Yeah, that's got to be around the same time.
Yeah, because that was when this was like right before the whole steroid thing became like huge. Because, like, that guy in a year on steroids would be, like, the size of that other guy.
Yeah. I love, everyone's like, oh, like, the players are acting normally. Like, yeah, this was awful. But all the adults upstairs are like, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. And it's like, your first thought would immediately be like, we made a horrible mistake here. Letting a 12-year-old
I know
pitch. But that's something they wouldn't overlook either. Like, yeah, he's got strength and speed, but why would he have accuracy?
Yeah, absolutely. A kid with a normal arm. I remember in Little League, freaking throw a ball over the freaking backstop.
Buttered sausage. I saw the beginning of that interview yesterday when he's like, the guy's like, all right, so are you ready to record? And he's like, I don't know. I'm kind of regretting not going pee right now.
I didn't see the full interview. I just saw the butter sausage clip.
What's it doing? Where's it came from? Get it out of my face.
I want to talk about it. It's just so... I don't understand.
He's like, Jesus Christ. He's like, I'm playing for a major leagues now. I'm about to get some poontang. It'd be great if he told this chick off. He's like, I'm into a more mature women now. I've seen things.
Yeah, I like 40-year-old women now. In fact, I banged your mom last night.
Yeah. He does the normal boy thing of, well, my friend's going to date your friend. That means I'm going to date you. He's like, you are pretty nasty.
And he's still staring, too.
It never gets any easier, fellas. Some of us just stay like this. I love how his life just, like, continues to be normal. Like, oh, back to school on Monday, and it's like the rest of the team is, like, in Salt Lake City.
like, training.
Losing because they don't have their strong arm pitcher.
He's wearing his old Little League shirt right now.
My day off gear.
Yeah, well, you can't wear that team anymore. That's your competitor.
Yeah. You have sponsors now. Where's the supervision? Where'd you get this motor?
Where'd you get the boat?
That's true.
Where'd you get everything? Why are you in the middle of nowhere? Next to water.
Yeah. I can't imagine there's a lot of woods and rivers and ponds in Chicago, in the inner city of Chicago.
It's like one river that goes through it.
This was probably shot in fucking North Carolina.
Like, hey, let's fly. We just need to shoot these five quick scenes real quick.
So those kids would really be like chasing rats down an alley or something. How are you shocked again, kid? You were just here yesterday. It's like, wow.
That's so crazy. Oh, God. This is my favorite scene.
At least he did it.
His facial expressions are so good.
Yeah, that's how I don't get how he didn't... like, not that he's had a bad career or anything, but... I mean, he's a comedy genius. Last thing I saw him in was that Workaholics movie. The guys from Workaholics, they made that Netflix movie, yeah. Game Over Man.
Yeah.
He's in that.
I haven't seen him in, like, anything.
I saw him in something else, too. I can't remember. But I saw him crop up in a couple of things lately. He's like, you want to get that accuracy down, kid? Maybe a little toot toot. A little booger sugar. Set you straight.
It's butter sausage.
That's code for sweet Colombian cocaine. You weren't just watching the game anyways? You only give a shit when the kid plays?
Next year, he gets traded. Nobody's in that stadium.
Next year when he's playing for the Yankees. They got the money.
Man, that's one baseball team that has always had freaking money. Yankees, I was looking at something. One of their baseball players right now is like getting paid $99 million. I was like,
that's crazy. For how many years?
For 5 years.
Wow.
Don't quote me on that exact, but it was something like that. And I was just like, dude, that's insane.
Fucking guy rushes the mound, just beating the shit out of the 12-year-old for hitting him with a ball.
Gives him a Hulk Hogan big boot.
Hulk Hogan gives him an Incredible Hulk. Just grabs him by the leg and starts fucking beating him off the ground. Talk to him. Don't ever. Movie history has taught me you do never send Gary Busey to speak to a child. So, you know, listen here, you little fucking jizz stain. Throw the fucking ball. Like, no, you're not making any fucking sense.
I wouldn't know what to do if freaking Gary Busey just came up to me and started talking to me. I'd be like, ah.
Oh, I see. Making no sense is never, it's never been Gary Busey's thing to make any sense.
He's in another movie that I can't think of right now. That I loved as a kid.
Predator 2?
Yes.
I don't remember this kid sucking so bad for so long. I mean, they really bought themselves a lemon here. They keep cheering him on like, hey, the guy hit the ball, but the rest of the team was able to get them out, so good job. So he didn't do anything right there.
I'm looking at the Gary Busey movies, and he's in Grown Ups?
Yes. He is.
I can't remember that.
Is it the first one or the second one?
First one.
Yeah. Even his profile picture is wild.
Oh, dude. See the picture of him when he was younger. That's even more terrifying.
He's in Point Break.
I think that's the one.
I watched a video the other day that was like explaining how Point Break and the first Fast and the Furious movie are the exact same movie.
Him then versus now.
He looks like the Ultimate Warrior when he was younger.
Oh, kid finally found something.
Imagine being the first one to get struck out by this fucking kid. How much shit did you have to eat when you got back in the locker room? So you're telling me this whole time it was just a confidence issue?
Oh, yeah. He definitely got... That guy got bullied in the locker room. Yeah, confidence issue. He
probably got fired. She's like, you lost to a 12-year-old. We're paying you $3.5 million a year. And you just got outpitched by a little leaguer. Pathetic.
Gary Busey gives you the nod of approval.
Talking about doing coke, John Candy was probably coked out of his mind for this whole movie. He looks like shit. Not that he was ever a man to look great, but...
Yeah.
There's the cigarette smoke. Ah, look how cloudy that room is.
Surprised one of the teammates and come up to him and be like, hey, kid, we have a initiation. You have to pack a lip.
Yeah, we got a whore for you in the next room.
You got to stick the baseball bat straight up her ass.
Stick the cigarette in her hoo-ha without it breaking. You're on the team. They just let them all run around Wrigley Field?
Yeah.
Like, go crazy, kid. You work here now. Do whatever you want.
The groundsman sitting on the side just wanting to freaking kill him.
I gotta be here till you leave. And we're supposed to believe all these, like, let's remember this, folks. This is something that never translates into film. Every single one of these players that are now coming out and being like, oh, look at these kids having fun, are professional athletes, meaning they would be mid-20s. They're all, like, 40 years old. And like, oh, gee, Willikers, look, I'm glad these kids are out here having fun. They'd be like, let's go get fucking shit-faced.
Yeah.
Fucking wiping coke out of their nose.
And like, why are they walking out of the dugout? Didn't like earlier in the movie he walked out of an entrance specifically for the players? They're just gonna walk out the stadium, walk up the chairs, and leave.
Yeah.
Like, gonna get a concession hot dog before they go home.
Go out the turnstile. The common man's entrance. Look at her. She's like, maybe I'll ditch this loser. Get me some Gary Busey.
Get her some horse cock.
Yeah. This is not how this would happen. Go out of town. They just keep showing this. Every time his mom throws something underhanded to him, it's in slow-mo. Like, hey, go with this strange middle-aged man who acts very peculiarly. Go with no adult supervision. Like, no, he would not be allowed to do this without a legal guardian present at all times. Talking about how to save money.
I mean,
by saving your food.
I mean, Bill Cosby said chocolate cake for breakfast. It's a little bit pudding pop.
Well, Cosby's not the greatest person to listen to.
No. It was just that one stand up that he did. I think it's called Bill Cosby Himself. Yeah. We're just talking about.
It was my favorite stand up special ever. Now I can't fucking watch it anymore.
I know.
I loved Bill Cosby.
Don't call me Rocket.
Why not? Only your mama calls me Rocket now. I blast off in her face.
Woof.
I mean, the things this kid would see traveling with the 1993 Chicago Cubs.
Oh, my God.
He just locks himself out. What the fuck? That guy's weird.
That dude is...
He's in things, yeah.
In My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
He was definitely on some show, maybe news radio or something like that. He was a sitcom guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Black Twizzlers. Who the fuck wants
Ugh.
That? They don't even make that anymore.
That can of Pepsi, oddly enough, looked like a can of PBR.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Kids living it up.
Yeah, there'd just be like three naked hookers, and he's just like fucking hasn't slept in 3 days, staring at his ceiling fan.
His fucking eyes are black.
This dude's trapped between two doors now. Fuck that. That's a living nightmare right there. Kid went to L.A. by himself with a bunch of irresponsible drunks and drug addicts.
Just a bunch of random strangers. Yeah. Like
someone on the opposing team just grabs him, slits his throat.
Oh, my gosh. It's like Family Guy, freaking Herbert the Pervert just runs off from the stands, grabs him, runs away.
You can't let him bat. Oh, he's got to learn. No, he doesn't. Like, they would purposely beam him with a baseball and fucking put him in the hospital. 100-mile-an-hour fastball to the kidney.
To the kidney.
Kid never makes it back to fucking Chicago. Makes it back in a body bag.
The bat is his...
Look at this. Like, 50-year-old man.
This is who we were supposed to believe was on the mound in 93.
They should have shown him partying with a bunch of, like, child actors because they were in L.A. Getting into nightclubs and shit.
Who was the child actor at the time?
Was it Macaulay Culkin?
Oh my gosh.
Him and Macaulay Culkin just doing rails off a bar.
Well, that explains where Macaulay went. That dude is so weird now.
Yeah, he's very weird. He had a band called The Pizza Underground, which was just a band where they covered Velvet Underground songs and made them all about eating pizza.
Why?
Yeah, it's like, you know, I guess when you got enough money and time on your hands, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I mean,
just don't know why that would be the thing you'd want to do.
I mean, hey, Attila wrote a song called Pizza, or something about pizza. Like, nobody puts pineapple on pizza.
Just bunt, dude.
I don't know, I would hold the bat in front of me and just pray.
But also, like, how this guy would be fired if he fucking walked a 12-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you couldn't strike out a 12-year-old?
He swung at the ball.
After it was in the
like
catcher's
3 room. Seconds after.
They'd probably sub him out, too.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you put in a pinch runner?
Yeah. Put a large grown man that can run 10 miles an hour, not a small child. This poor guy. He just turns around. Your mother's a fucking gutter slut. Kid starts crying.
Turns around. Hey, kid, your mother's onion.
The worst first baseman ever.
I don't know, just shove the kid over, tag him.
Trip him. Just whips it at him. Fucking just buries it in his chest. He'd definitely be fired for that. You can let a 12-year-old get the best of you? They would just be massacred in the newspaper. 12-year-old embarrasses... What is LA's team? The Dodgers?
The Dodgers, yeah.
Oh no. He's like
he's
like the fifth guy to get hit by a ball in this movie.
Instead of hitting him, he hits Bob Barker. Hit the kid.
R.I.P. Bob Barker. As of this recording, he died yesterday.
Yeah, seriously.
Or 2 days ago.
Legend, yeah. A couple days ago, I think. Legend.
He almost made it to 100.
That just seems to be a theme.
Yeah. Lost a lot of people this week. The original voice of Harley Quinn died last night as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. We've lost a lot of really cool people.
Yeah, it's been a rough week.
Yeah. Rip Terry Funk, rip Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, poor Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, that was not something I was expecting to read when I got home.
No, very upsetting. Very upsetting news. If you're a pro wrestling fan, Bray Wyatt sadly passed away a few days ago. And, yeah, it's with Terry Funk, it's like, oh, he's old.
Yeah. You know,
and he's been
still
through a
sad,
lot.
Yeah,
any professional wrestler that makes it to like 80, it's just like, yeah, great job.
Yeah. Especially Terry Funk, too.
When you're 36, it's And you could look at the guy and tell, like, it wasn't steroids. Like, this was,
no,
you know, that stigma in wrestling is gone. Those days are over.
Oh, there's Bonds.
There he is. The fucking mom's boyfriend signed this kid's Pepsi contract. Like, what lawyer would approve this? Like, there are rules and regulations.
Where are the Cubs? Buttered sausage.
Buttered sausage. Got my buttered sausage endorsement. Things are looking up.
Henry's got Pepsi. He's got...
Hillshire Farms. These ravenous reporters running. Like, get security if it's this bad.
Yeah, imagine just turning around and be like, stop! I don't want to play anymore!
Like, what questions could you possibly have? You haven't asked him everything? There's a limited amount of questions to how interesting a 12-year-old playing baseball is.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you're getting better, Henry? You think you're doing good?
Well, I don't know. We're number one in the league, so...
He's like, avert your eyes, Henry. I'm about to do things to your mother. It's
yeah.
been a long flight.
Yeah. Go sit up front with the driver.
Pulls a vial of Coke out of his jacket. His mom's like, Henry, what are you doing? He's like, shut up, bitch.
A vial of Coke and a Marvin Gaye
record.
I'm a
millionaire now.
See, he learned from the road. He knows.
It's like, you'd be surprised what I learned on the road.
I learned things that you will never understand. You should have put on Marvin Gaye. It would have been better.
He's like, you ever heard of the Salt Lake City Salamander? Me and my dad did that one day. We did it for like an hour. We were just making up like dirty sex terms. Like the fucking, all you would do is pick a city and an animal that starts with the same letter. Just be like, I gave her the Los Angeles llama.
Yeah, the Concord Cougars. Yeah, buddy.
Or it could be like a city and an act. Like, she gave me the Pittsburgh pile driver. She was a real freak.
I've heard you say that before. Yeah.
Hey, you out here dancing with Gary Busey. Where's your cokehead boyfriend making all these business deals?
Oh, just wait.
There he is.
There he is.
Mean mugging the Busey. He's about to slip your girl the old buttered sausage. She just winks at him and shit. Like, I got your girl. Slides his hands down to her ass. What you gonna do about it?
What is he wearing?
Cummerbund. He's trying to tell him how to pick up women. It's like, perks of the job. Let's go get some puss. He's trying to get
the
pinball machine.
Gary Busey just whispered in her ear, butter sausage.
Yeah, butter sausage.
I'm gonna butter your sausage.
Look, this dude is aggressively mean mugging. He hasn't moved an inch.
His glass is still half full. He hasn't even taken a sip.
Nope. He has been talking to the Yankees. $25 million. Oh shit, 2.5 mil. Why would this kid ever agree to letting this dickhead be his manager?
I know. The whole movie, it's never been a thing that, like, oh, this dude just took him under his wing.
Yeah, it's just like your mom's boyfriend happened to make a phone call.
Yeah.
And this guy works for the co-. Why would he want?
So,
they're going to buy out his contract?
Yeah. So his whole goal is to, because the older guy is the actual owner. He's the next in line. He wants to take it over. So that's why he's trying to make as much money as he can so he can just this guy right out.
This 12-year-old has a full-time job as a professional athlete, and his friends are like, this fucking guy's supposed to be here working on a boat with us. Can you believe this? It's like, yeah, I don't think he's going to be able to hang out as much.
Nope. Done.
This looks weird, but this is exactly what Diet Pepsi commercials looked like when I was a child. They're just remaking a Ray Charles one. That's why he's singing.
It's just like, you're gonna sell me sex to get a Diet Pepsi?
With a kid?
With a kid? Come on, dude.
Like, watch these grown women molest this child as he plays the piano.
Yeah, and they're taking his clothes off. It's like, whoa.
She's not going to read the contract. She's going to sign it. What an idiot. Supposed to be smart, Ma. He's like, mwah. You just made me a millionaire. Oh, God. I need you to be more sexy to a child. That's Hollywood for you, folks.
What? Like,
you must be a director over at Nickelodeon.
Oh, God.
You heard about all that weird shit?
Yep.
That's why the logo used to be shaped like a foot. Because that guy had a foot fetish. Oh, shit. This kid's about to get super punched in the face. He murders his friend down by the river, and then he's got to kill the other one so he won't rat on him. This movie took a dark turn.
Rookie of the year? What about murder of the year?
No one's going to take my Pepsi endorsement. Nobody. Throws him across the river. He should have super thrown him.
They should have punched each other, like,
just
bunch of
gets
babies.
His hands stuck inside his face like a T-1000.
Ah, the old Game Boy.
I had one of those bad boys.
I didn't have that one. I had the one that flipped open.
The Game Boy SP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that fucking thing.
I know. I've been trying to find one, but they're just so expensive
now.
Yeah,
they're pretty expensive now.
But, I mean, it's retro, so I get it.
Yeah. They're like, hey, Gary Busey, you're fired.
And fired. I like that the not owner of the team is telling this to the guy.
We're tired of waiting for your arm to come around. He's like 40. It ain't coming back. That's how it works. I love how anytime Gary Busey wants to convey emotion, he just squints.
Oh, yeah.
Get my Corvette. Let's go get some blue. Some Taiwanese stink.
And after, they can cook me. Can't even finish that.
You're just running off with this small child?
I know, I'm taking you home. And the kid just complies.
Is that a fake mustache? You're looking a little fake there up close, PC.
It could be.
It looks a little too like rounded on the top.
They added extensions to his mustache.
Gary Busey is Hulk Hogan. Let me tell you about something, a little something about buttered sausage, brother.
I say my prayers, eat my buttered sausage.
Oh shit. Oh shit, yeah, get out of my face, Jack.
Yeah, fuck you, Jack.
Oh, he just calls mom a whore. I thought you were in the shower. It just gives me all the reason in the world to be able to scream at your kid. You sold me?
Like a slave? Like what?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mom just punched this dude in the face. She goes out there and starts beating the shit out of him. That definitely hurt. You fucking flew down the stairs. He was crying.
Maybe I should have killed him.
She's all right, Mom. You're getting a little intense here. She must have gotten to that coke. She's been profiting off of his paycheck, putting it all up her nose.
That's what Gary Busey was slipping into her pocket when they were dancing earlier.
This is what... She's like, what he said about your dad. Your dad was... It's like, you've never had a conversation with this dude about his dad? How would you know that? Oh.
Grandma's a snitch.
The grandma we've never seen told him. That would have been a good character. We should have had a B character, Grandma, who knew what this dude was up to, and no one would listen to her because she's old. I love a good grandma character. She's like, but now I'm going to need you to go to the Yankees because Mama needs her fix.
Yeah. Mama's got a coke addiction now, honey. Oh, back to the boat. Here we are.
I like how this one kid is just bigger than the other two, so that makes him fat in Hollywood's eyes, so they need a bucket of snacks to be on their boat. Be like, can't go anywhere without eating, fatty. Also, like, you're playing... The money has not come up at all besides we're selling you to the Yankees for $25 million. This kid has continued to live the exact same life. They haven't moved. He hasn't gotten anything besides maybe that Game Boy that he could have already had.
Yep.
Like, why didn't he show up with a brand new boat for his friends that works? Like,
he just shows up with a yacht, like, right next to him. Yeah,
they're just kind of acting like he's doing this for life experience. Like, he's not playing for a professional baseball team for free.
Yeah, why hasn't he gotten some, like, nice clothes? Or, like,
yeah, him and
haircut.
All his friends should have stud earrings.
He just gets a tattoo.
He should take his friends to a strip club.
Yeah.
They'd let him in. He's a professional baseball player.
All you gotta do is, I play for the Cubs.
You couldn't pay a mechanic to come do your engine here? He's like, come on, ladies, we got Cheetos. come get in this boat that's clearly only made for two people, already housing three and taking on more. I mean, with how much it's smoking here, your problem here is that you got your ratio of gas to oil is off. The kids would know this if there was any sort of father figure around.
No, I'm pretty sure he stole that from his dad.
Oh, shit.
No, they got Chex Mix.
Dad's going to come down here and beat all of these kids. They do have Chex Mix. Fucking shoves her over. She looks like a young Natalie Portman.
A little bit, yeah.
Which is weird. Yeah, Natalie totally Portman was a kid actor, but I don't think she ever did a kid movie. She was doing, like, adult movies as a child. She was in Heat.
Yeah.
She plays Al Pacino's stepdaughter in Heat. She's in the, what is that movie where he's killing people?
V for Vendetta.
No, as a child, she was in a movie, Leon the Professional.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. Oh, shit. He's retiring already. They're acting like she didn't sign a legally binding contract to the New York Yankees for $25 million.
Right? Like, that's just,
They show that in movies all the time, though, and it's like, this has never been how contracts work. They don't just give you a contract and be like, come back with this signed. It's like, you have to sign it in front of a notary and shit. Like,
yeah. You have to have your lawyer present
for
and stuff.
This exact reason. So it can't be faked. It's like, poppycock, I wouldn't sell you like you were some sort of object.
Yeah, the contract's signed. The Yankees are just expecting him to get there, and then he never shows up.
Yeah, we'll take you for everything you have, kid. Poor Gary Busey. He's like, son of a bitch, I'm back in the game.
More poontang and butter sausage for me.
It's like, I'm all washed up.
I'm retired.
I'm clearly 47 years old. Should not be playing baseball.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, all these baseball movies, it's like, baseball players are young.
Yeah, 25, 24. Yeah,
like, and, like, you watch a movie like Major League, and they're all in their, like, late 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think so.
It's because of a weird perception. It's just like most parents in movies are always like late middle-aged people.
Yep.
And it's because if you pick someone who's like age appropriate, they look too much like they'd be their older sibling than they would be their actual guardian. But yeah, you just see that in boxing movies a lot. It'll be like the person's like clearly 40.
Yeah.
And it's like, boxers retire at like 31. Like, you can't get punched in the skull for a living for 25 years.
No. And the few that do are not having successful careers. They're just not.
I can barely talk.
It's like this, one of my favorite fighters, Tony Ferguson. He's on like a 6-7 fight losing streak now after being one of like the best, like went on an 11 fight win streak, was interim champion. It's like, dude, do you think, like, you've lost it? You've lost 6 times, dude.
Yeah.
Hang the gloves up.
Nate Diaz fought Jake Paul recently.
Yep.
Has Nate Diaz always sounded like that? Or is he...
Yeah, pretty
had
much.
Something knocked loose in him.
And, well, yeah, I think it just over time, because he's taken so much damage to his head.
Yeah.
And so I think that speech, because it wasn't as bad. Now it's like, you can't even understand sometimes when he talks.
Yeah. I looked it up, and he was like, I've always talked like this. And I'm like, have you? You talk like you have brain damage. I wouldn't be surprised if you do.
Oh, he definitely does.
You can tell this is not a major league field. The mound is so close to home base. This is like a little league field.
It's that field in the beginning of the movie. They just made some...
just put some bleachers in. Fake brick wall.
All these like shots of the crowd are just like them in an open field on a bleacher just yelling.
Imagine going to a baseball game and being like, oh yeah, during the seventh inning stretch, we're going to film a little bit for a movie where a 12-year-old plays professional baseball.
What was that movie? That fighting movie that Jake Gyllenhaal was just in? I forget what it was, but my buddy... UFC was at the UFC event when it happened, and they filmed that scene of him walking to the cage the octagon and the fight scene while he was at the pay-per-view. Yeah, it was sick. He was sending me videos.
They've done that with quite a few wrestling movies, like The Wrestler.
Yeah,
there's shots of that were filmed at Ring of Honor tapings, because they're literally at the end of the movie, they're at Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
They're acting like it's fucking WrestleMania. It's like a 1,200-seat arena.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't AEW having their WrestleMania?
All Out is tonight.
Oh, it's
All
tonight.
In or All Out, one of them.
Definitely going to watch that.
You're the owner. You don't have to pay for hot dogs. Back in my day, they were a nickel.
And now they're 15.
People do that all the time. We work in a restaurant, and people do that all the time. Can't believe it costs that much. Really? You can't? What world do you live in? What economy do you think you're in? What decade do you think this is? Like,
where do you think you are?
Things cost what they cost. Do not be surprised. If you are saying that paying $20 for a pizza is too expensive... You shouldn't be ordering pizza.
Yeah, I know, all the time. Wow, that's pricey. Okay, yeah.
Gary Buse is losing it. Doesn't this kid lose his superpower the same way he gained his superpower? He trips on the ball again?
Yeah.
And they're just like, hey, guess that snapped your tendon back into place or whatever the fuck's going on. No further research, no fucking MRI or anything to figure out.
Yeah, no, you don't need to go to the doctor. You're completely fine, kid. Suck it up. Rub some dirt on it.
In this, Gary Busey's like, his arm's going. In Angels in the Outfield, Tony Danza's got, like, heart problems.
Yep.
And in Major League, it's, I need glasses.
Oh.
I'm not pitching as well because my vision's bad. Switch it up.
Throw
with the other hand.
Yeah, he starts throwing lefty.
Pulls a little toot-toot out of his glove. Popeye needs a spinach.
That would definitely get him to throw a fastball.
Come on, dude. You're playing the Mets. You got this. They're really building this up, and I'm pretty sure this is not going to work out for him. It's like, oh, damn, my arm. Jesus. He broke the bat, but the guy did not hit a home run or anything. Oh. Maybe he did. He looks like he's just going to run over and beat the shit out of him. Has a heart attack and dies.
falls down.
Use your other hand to throw it to home. This is very weird looking in slow motion. Try and be dramatic as he, like, Hunchback of Notre Dame runs over.
It's like that clip I showed you the other day of that dude celebrating the soccer goal in slow motion. He was clearly safe.
Yeah. I feel like I remember John Candy being funnier in this movie, but I don't really feel like he said anything that a normal sports commentator wouldn't say.
I would have loved to have seen him in like Major League.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would have been great.
Oh, shit. He's like, my arm is gone. And I'll never come back ever. He's like, get off me, you little bastard. I talked to your mom last night. She rejected my ways.
Where's your mom?
I need someone to rub this out for me.
Yeah, my arm hurts. Also, if you go a little further south.
Take a detour.
Take that rubbing to a new level. Isn't that the same guy that was just on base?
I feel like that guy that just got out was the same baseball player for about four different teams in this movie. Every time they strike out, they look like they've never struck out before. Like they're falling over and shit. Like oh my God. It's like a pitcher's never thrown one by you before. One of these games.
That was a ball.
They should have let the kid throw a no-hitter. It really made him impressive. Now out comes the 11-year-old Filipino batter on the other team. Just crushes it.
Jaden Smith just walks out. Jaden Smith.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood, jeez.
Every single scene of this movie, he's looked like he has mustard on his face. No, I'm not saying it's because he's fat. I'm just saying it because he looks like he's got mustard on his face. Speaking of wrestling, we mentioned wrestling. Did you ever see, I think it was the second time. It might have been the first, but I think it was the second time that the second year that Triple H challenged The Undertaker to a match. One of the times where Triple H comes out and The Undertaker's in the ring, Triple H comes out for their WrestleMania match, mm-hmm. like for the challenge. The Undertaker clearly has mustard like stain on the corner of his mouth.
He ate a hot dog that? Before. No, I haven't. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Oh, shit.
And back to normal. Dead.
Concussion. Yeah. Real dark ending. Blood just starts pouring out of his skull. Like, kid, you play baseball both at the beginning and during the entire film. Expect there to be balls on the ground. Oh, no.
I like how every time he talks, it's a voice crack.
Yeah.
Like, fine. I'm okay, Mom.
He's like, oh, my $25 million.
This kid, she deports him.
Yeah. You know, son of mine. I lied. I do know who your father is, and you're going to go live with him now. Some bum. Hank Sr.
Hank Sr.
What a crazy premise for the end of the movie. Like, oh, he just lost it. We got to put him back to normal. Like, this is no, like, a moral lesson or anything. It's just like, oh, yeah, you lost your gift.
Yeah, figure it out.
Throw the ball hard. Like, he's just not doing it.
He's throwing the ball as hard as he can right now.
They'd also have more than two pitchers. There would be like a third string.
Yeah.
Like, throw somebody else in there when the kid can't perform well. Like, he's throwing it on purpose.
Coach is crying.
He's got some sort of side deal with the Mets going on. He's pulling Pete Rose. Bet on himself.
Pete Rose.
He's not injured again either. He didn't re-break his rotator cuff or anything. He's just, eh. I just, my muscle went back to normal because I fell on it weird.
Yeah, the tendons loosened up after I smashed my arm on the ground.
It wasn't the 65 games I threw in a row. It was just falling on it weird. But now he can coach an entire baseball team. What is this going to do about you pitching? Like, hey, you go out there and make sure if it comes near you, you catch it. You go over there, you make sure.
Yeah.
If it comes over there, you catch it. And they're all like, great idea, kid. He's got the ball. What is this shit? You can't do that. No way. No way. The umpire's just like, yeah, that's legal. You had a powwow in the middle of the field and gave the ball to somebody else, and then he was able to tag this guy out.
I can't believe he fell for that, the umpire.
The coach didn't come out when he had the huddle.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, listen, let me coach, the person who needs to know the most. Let me tell you, I can't throw.
Yeah. Hey, kid.
The kid knows what he's doing. He's 12. He's very mature. Let him walk these people. People start throwing trash at him is what would happen.
Just catches a fucking Bud Light bottle right to the head. That happened at Nickelback a couple years, like way back. Some dude threw a beer bottle at him in Portugal, and he walked off the stage.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. The drummer's flipping people off in the background.
This is getting a little ridiculous. I know it's a kid's movie, but
yes, because the umpires would totally be allowing this to happen.
The where's the other owner? He'd come out and fucking just kick this kid in the face.
You just see the owner just fucking stumbling on. He just grabs the kid by the collar, takes him off the field.
Whips a bat at him.
Why wouldn't...
He barrels through the kid. Plants him into the ground. How is this strategy working? His girlfriend should be in the audience cheering him on.
For real.
That's going to be that massive guy, isn't it? There he is. Looks like Ryback. A lot of wrestling terms today.
He said, feed him more.
She's grinding the bat and it does. Like, no, athletes wouldn't be on steroids. This guy hit a home run off of this kid's best throw. He's like, I don't give a fuck if he can't hit a fastball. I can't throw a fastball. He can't throw a slow ball either.
Batter just got so angry. He's like, ah!
Just rips the kid in half like the juggernaut.
A Mortal Kombat finisher.
Uh-oh. He got it. Just run anyways. Nope. They're like, yay, that means you did something right. I was like, not really. I feel like the owner here is just a very old man who's confused and doesn't know where he is.
Yeah, all he wants to do is eat Cracker Jacks.
Yeah. It's like, where's those hot dogs at?
$3?
He's like, now time for my secret weapon. The buttered sausage. Rocket taught me well. A secret move. This is going to be it. The secret was his mom was actually his dad the entire time. He didn't know that she had undergone a sex change operation. His mom died in a car accident.
Oh my God.
It only made better if his mom had been played by Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I believe in you.
It was me the entire time.
Your mommy's little boy. Oh yeah.
Now instead of that hot dog, snap into a Slim Jim.
This is a great idea. This is how the movie ends. Just throw it underhand. Like, oh, okay.
Float it.
You know, that pitch that's much easier to hit, an underhand lob, really helps you get underneath the ball and knock it out of the park. That's going to be our secret weapon.
Jesus. Dude's so fucking angry.
She's so intense.
Looks like Bradley Cooper if he was fat.
Have you ever seen the SNL skit that's like the end of Karate Kid with John Cena?
Yes.
And the kid does the crane kick and John Cena kicks him through like five walls. That's how this should end. It's so dramatic, like he's going to uphand it over to him. Like this wouldn't even be legal. It would be out of the strike zone.
Yeah.
It would just be a ball. Look at him. He's clearly can see the ball. He should hit it and the ball catches on fire. It's the best hit in baseball history.
Like you're playing slugfest.
Goes into the scoreboard, explodes.
Where he just hits it and it just hits the kid square in the freaking chest.
Through his skull. This is why you play for the Mets. You suck. You just lost the division championship to a 12-year-old, and you're like a 350-pound man.
Get fucked.
Just a giant. Couldn't hit a 25-mile-an-hour underhand throw.
A softball pitch. You're a
professional baseball player. Oh, now you can throw it? They'd never let this kid play fucking Little League again. And what parent on the opposing team wouldn't be like, I've seen this fucking kid throw 101.
Yeah. I've seen this kid do fucking great things.
This is slow pitch Little League.
Wasn't he supposed to go to the Yankees? Yeah,
he had a contract with the New York Yankees for $25 million. He's rocking a World Series ring.
Good. Oh, my God.
Now, something you might not know is the way all these commentaries end is we do a segment that I'm really looking forward to for this movie called The Best of the Bad.
The Best of the Bad.
Where... If it's a good movie, we would read 1-star reviews, and oh. I want to see who would give this 1-star and why. There's only 52 reviews on IMDb for this in general, so there might not be a 1-star. We might have to go to Amazon. Let's see. Oh yeah, nope. There is. There's two. This one is from 2010. It's entitled "Worst Baseball Movie Ever." But his name is Rams_Lakers, so I'm gonna assume he's mad that the that the Dodgers lost.
Yeah.
This movie is for kids, but it lacks intelligence. Therefore, it hovers down at a kid's level. Good family movies go above a kid's level, so that the younger viewers may actually learn something, and the older viewers might possibly say, this is an intelligent kids movie." Watching this kids learn how to cheat, show off, scream like an escaped retard, and play poor sports. Yeah, it's a comedy, so the rules may be broken, but that doesn't account for terrible acting and asinine writing.
My gosh, the guy went off.
I apologize for the word retard. I did not proofread this one. This one is from 2017. I can't believe these aren't older. It's entitled, "The Movie is Stupid and Very Lame." Well, this also has the R word. We'll skip over that part. This movie is very boring. It's not even funny. Only dumb people will find it funny, and also the kid is annoying. He's not even funny, and forcing people to run by calling them a chicken, they won't even allow it that in a real league.
Wow.
Also, they wouldn't let the kid... I love when people go on and give something a 1-star review and say it's bad, but they can't form a sentence.
Yep.
And he uses the R word, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 more times.
So, wow. Okay.
He says they wouldn't let the kid annoy a pitcher to make him throw the ball at the base and stalling the game. Another bad part is when the pitcher throws the ball at the base when the annoying kid wouldn't shut up. He's the pitcher, sir. You're calling him mentally challenged.
Yeah, what?
You're not following this very simple kids movie.
I think he's the one that needs to learn. My gosh.
We'll skip down to the end where he says, "You also don't get super strength after getting a cast off. In fact, I know 7 people who have cast on their arms, and when it healed, it didn't give them superpowers," proving this movie is extremely fake.
No shit. Like, what?
It's in a realistic movie, like, because people don't really get superpowers from breaking their arm. All right, sir.
Wow.
So that was your first podcast, buddy. How'd you like that?
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good time.
Definitely.
Good job.
Yeah.
We will be back sometime to do episode 1. That we'll have a lot to say about that. But until then, you can find this podcast on Twitter @FMBM Podcast. We're on Facebook and Instagram, FMBM4U. Be sure to get some of our merchandise on our Threadless store, which is fmbn.threadless.com. And we will be back next time. But until then, I'm Josh.
I'm Lucas.
And this is the Four Nerds by Nerds podcast signing off.
Stay nerdy, my friends.
Yeah.